Welcome back, everyone, to another exciting episode of the Functional Longevity Podcast, where we give you insight on how to get fit, feel younger, and live better. I'm your host, Chris Borda, best-selling author and owner of Yes Fitness. Let me first thank you for taking time from your busy day to listen to what I have to say. I think it's a hot topic right now, and it's going to be interesting to hear my perspective. But before we go any further, let me thank our sponsor, Yes Fitness. Most people lose the ability to enjoy life as they age. At Yes Fitness, we help people age 40 plus get fit so they can live longer and enjoy those extra years doing the things they love to do. Some quick housekeeping here. If you'd like to get a timestamp or a transcript of today's broadcast, head on over to yesfitnessct.com. Scroll across the top, you'll see a button. Hit it. It says podcast, and you'll have access to any one of our now 290 episodes. You can also get this broadcast wherever podcasts can be found. Can a little magic pill finally oust exercise? Today, we're diving deep into a topic that's got the health world buzzing, the groundbreaking research out of Washington University that could revolutionize the way we think about exercise. Before we get into the nitty-gritty here, let's just take a moment to acknowledge the stark reality of the health of Americans. It's estimated that a little over 42% of American adults are obese. It's creeping up closer and closer to 50%, while about 31% are overweight. Overall, that's more than two-thirds of U.S. adults are overweight or obese. Adults between the ages 40 to 59 are more likely to have obesity. And according to the CDC, just 28% of Americans are exercising enough. Let's face it, we are facing a crisis that demands attention. And today's news may help with that. So here's the exciting stuff. You may have heard on the news or read in the paper or seen on social media about a recent study from Washington University that turns heads. Scientists there have developed a compound called SLU-PP-332, and its potential health implications are nothing short of revolutionary. So what exactly is SLU-PP-332? And how does it work? Well, this compound is a game changer in the world of exercise science. It's designed to activate specialized proteins called estrogen-related receptors, or ERRs, which are typically triggered by, guess what? You know it, exercise. But here's the kicker. SLU-PP-332 can mimic the effects of exercise without ever having to break a sweat. Pretty cool, huh? In studies on mice, this pill has been shown to increase fatigue-resistant muscle fibers and improve endurance, all without the rodents having to lace up their sneakers. Now let's delve a little bit deeper into the science behind SLU-PP-332. The compound triggers ERRs, which are found throughout the body, particularly in tissues with high energy demands like skeletal muscle, the heart, and the brain. When activated, these receptors help boost the production of fuel by cells' mitochondria, increase exercise endurance, and even promote the burning of fats instead of sugars. That is exciting. The compound boosts a natural metabolic pathway that typically responds to exercise. In effect, the compound makes the body act like it's training for a marathon, leading to increased energy expenditure and faster metabolism. And it metabolizes fat in the body faster. The thought is, since regular physical activity reduces the risk of chronic diseases such as coronary artery disease, diabetes, and obesity, this compound may as well. But what sets SLU-PP-332 apart is its ability to target ERR alpha, a particularly elusive receptor that previous compounds struggled to activate. By effectively flipping the switch in cells, SLU-PP-332 could unlock a whole new realm of possibilities for improving health and fitness. Now, before you start tossing out your gym memberships, putting all your gym equipment online to try to sell it, let's pause for a moment to consider the bigger picture. While the potential of SLU-PP-332 is undeniably exciting, it's important to remember that exercise offers a wide range of benefits beyond just weight loss. So many people think about exercise just for weight loss. And don't get me wrong, it's important, but we know diet is number one on the weight loss pyramid. And number two on the weight loss pyramid is number one, diet. So if your nutrition is not spot on, it doesn't matter what else you're doing. Strength training is important, but there's so many other benefits of strength training. And I should say exercise. But for example, strength training. Strength training plays a critical role in maintaining functional fitness as we age. That's why we wrote a book about it. It's about more than just looking good. It's about feeling strong and capable in our everyday lives, doing the tasks that we like to do, being active as we'd like to be. It's not just about being thin. It's great to be thin in a healthy weight, but if you don't have the strength to walk up and down the stairs, what good is it? Let's not forget about the numerous other benefits of exercise, from improved sleep to immune function, to better bone health and cognitive function. Exercise isn't just about checking off a box on your to-do list or losing weight. It's about investing in your long-term health and well-being. If you start to look at exercise in that fashion, you may be more likely to maintain your exercise program than just getting frustrated because you're exercising like crazy, but you're not losing any weight because you're not eating correctly, you're not getting enough sleep, you're not hydrating, and all these other things. You don't have the right mindset. Now, physical activity has been linked to reduce the risk of chronic diseases such as heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancers. It can also improve mood and mental health by reducing symptoms of depression and anxiety. Additionally, exercise boosts energy levels, increases stamina, enhances your overall quality of life. So the idea of an exercise pill might be tempting. Let's not lose sight of the bigger picture. True health and vitality comes from a holistic approach that includes regular physical activity, nutritious eating, and self-care practices that nourish both body and mind. Now, I know you might be thinking, where can I get my hands on this miracle pill? And let's not forget, this miracle pill is still under research, okay? And although it's promising, there are side effects to it. And the side effects of most pills that we take. We have to weigh that. And while the research is promising, it's important to remember that SLU-PP-332 is still in the early stages of development, and it could be years before it's available for widespread use, if at all. And even if it does become available, relying solely on a pill to replace exercise isn't necessarily a good thing. Exercise isn't just about physical health. It's about discipline, resilience, and the satisfaction of pushing your limits and achieving your goals. It's about your overall health. So as we eagerly await further developments in the world of exercise science, let's not forget the power we have to take control of our health through regular physical activity. Don't wait for that darn pill to come out. It may never happen. Whether it's hitting the gym, going for a run, or simply taking a brisk walk around a neighborhood, every step counts towards a healthier, happier life. I thought you probably expected that response to this pill from me. But I know there's so much more to exercise than just losing weight. And I hope you can all take advantage of that. So that's all for today's episode of the Functional Longevity Podcast. As always, I am Chris Barter, reminding you to stay active, stay positive, and keep pumping up your life. And until next Tuesday, when we'll give you more information on how to get fit, feel younger, and live better, you guys all have a great and healthy day. Thanks for watching.